sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And, you know, children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present, one's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in the child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Amen. Amen. All right, folks. Hey, welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses. Just a quick program note. Hour number three, first of all, welcome to hour number three. Great to be with you. Lot of stuff covered in our first 2 hours. The southern border we covered with two experts, Sheena Rodriguez and Victor Avila, who's agent under fire book.com, former agent that was left for dead by the Las Vegas cartel, and Sheena Rodriguez, who's down there covering regularly securetheborder.us. We did a lot of conversation about what was going on with regards to that. Michelle Swinnick was just with us, and we talked about she is the Maricopa County election judge who witnessed fraud in Maricopa County in Arizona. Literally firsthand witnessed it, okay? And we were just talking about some of that, including her roommate who tried 15 times to get his ballot to go through the machine, and it wouldn't go. His ballot was put into a bag. That night, 1 hour after she left, after the polls closed and she leaves, she goes home. They decide, hey, let's look and see if your vote got counted. Within 1 hour of leaving, it says the vote's counted. Yet, on Monday, just this past Monday, which is 6 days after the election, they announce that the bag containing his ballot has just arrived at the center to be counted. Listen to what I said. On Tuesday night, they said, according to their electronic database, oh, we've counted his vote. And yet, there's 6 days later, his ballot shows up in a bag at the center where it's going to be counted. Michelle will be live at 1 o'clock Eastern here on TECN-TV to continue this. She'll be back with us, and I've invited her. We're going to be doing daily updates with Michelle about what's happening. This is a big story, and it's a big issue. Look, if we don't have free elections, I mean, we used to. I'm 61. I'll be 61 in April. I remember our country going and helping people to usher in free elections, being the monitors around the world for people who said, we want our country free and we want to have free elections and we want to vote for the people that are going to represent us, and us being all about making sure that elections were free. I remember that. And here we are in our United States of America, and we don't have free elections anymore. What is wrong with that picture? I'll tell you what's wrong. What's wrong with it is we're missing the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what's wrong. What's wrong is we're missing, and we won't even fight. My God, we had a party whose platform was, let's kill babies. That was their platform. Let's kill babies. Every ad I saw, we've got three guys in Texas that don't want to kill babies. They're bad guys. And, wait, what? What? My next guest is celebrating their ministry has been for 75 years preaching the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ over the airwaves around the world. And I'm so honored to have him back on the show. This is the first time I get to actually see him, which is so cool. I want to welcome Don Schenk to the program. Don, welcome. What a blessing to have you. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, well, thank you, Greg. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, you know, you go around the world sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. And wherever the gospel goes, freedom follows. I mean, that's what set America free. The impetus of America's freedom was based on the preaching of the preachers preaching the freedom of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
And that freedom in the heart is something that people embrace so readily. Oppression exists around the world.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, just this morning, I was reading through in my personal devotional time the book of Habakkuk, and as I started in that first chapter and I read the lament there of the prophet, I thought, this is what's happening in our nation today. Some of the, you know, lawlessness and perversion that's going on. But then there's a hope that comes on. You know, God speaks back and he answers back, and there's hope. And that's the hope that we are sharing around the world. And, you know, people embrace that, so that it doesn't matter what the regime or the dictatorship or whatever external oppressive factors are there. When people find that there's something they can hold on to, a God who loves them and gives them life and hope and joy in the midst of troubles and trials, that you just, that they can't find anything better.
We experience it here. Yeah. No, well, you know, and as you know, I do a lot of ministry in India, and I was talking, and in Punjab in particular, and the Sikh population there has made a declaration that they're going to drive Christians, Hindus, Muslims, everybody out of Punjab. They want Punjab to be a Sikh state. And we have had members of our churches that have been murdered, pastors that have been stabbed, all of those kinds of things. And pastors that are starving out because the Sikh won't give them day work anymore. We recently had a pastor's meeting. We were able to provide each pastor with 1,000 rupees, which helps them. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, I'd love to be able to do more. And folks, if you can donate to our cause, we can do that. Just use the donate button or go to paypal.me/PastorGreg. Or at the Cash App, $PastorGregCGR. Nonetheless, sorry, but that we as you know, we need, we all need funds in order to do what it is that we're doing. But the point is, so here's the cool thing. So we share that. I just talked to my pastor, who's my lead pastor over there where our orphanage and Bible school and sewing school for widows and so on is going on. And he said, Pastor, and I prayed a warfare prayer, and I had them repeat it, a spiritual warfare prayer. They said that, that over the course of the last 2 weeks, every single one of those churches is growing. Every single one of those churches are growing. People are coming to Christ. People are coming and saying, we want what you guys have. Healings, signs, wonders are all happening in their ministries. Bonafide, real, glory to God, Jesus Christ honoring, healings and so on. And people are coming to know Christ. And revival is happening in the midst of this darkness. And that's what God does. That's what God does. But it's what has to happen in order for change to happen. And, you know, the night before our event happened, there was a leader of the Hindu committee, community who was shot by a member of the Sikh 5 times. He was shot and killed. And our pastor went and just reached out in love to that family and said, hey, may I just pray for you? We want you to know that we love you. God loves you. And prayed with them. And they were stunned. They were stunned. But that's what you're talking about. That's what your ministry, thetide.org, that's what you do through the radio ministry.
Right. And we are working with indigenous people around the world. Yeah. We aren't taking a program like yours and translating it. We are using those people on the ground, like the pastors you're supporting, helping them get a media ministry on the air to speak the gospel from their own hearts in their own language in a culturally relevant presentation, and to help people understand that, you know, you talk of India, in that area, the colonial powers did a great disservice by chopping up the area according to religion. So there's a mindset there that this area is for the Sikhs. This area is for the Muslims. And the Christians don't have a place. But we need to help foster a global worldview in which people realize that there is a kingdom that is higher and above all others.
Amen.
And we're all invited. Jesus Christ opened the door for all of us to step into that kingdom. And that's the freedom that people find around the world. And it's a kingdom in which we serve and love others. As you mentioned, you know, a pastor reaching out to someone of another religion who's been shot or hurt, that there's pain. And we've seen stories like this from around the world where believers sacrificially reach out to those who would, if they had the opportunity, probably kill them or persecute them.
Sure.
But to realize that there is a love from a God who is over all and supersedes all. That is just a message that we don't sell a message. You know, it sells itself in a sense, but it resonates with the human heart.
It's transformative. The thing is, it's transformative, and what we bring, and this is what I encourage my pastors in India to remember, is they're the only ones that bring the message of a finished work. You're not saying, oh, I'm a sinner saved by grace, and I'm just going to continue to be on the same treadmill. No, no, no. You get to get off that treadmill, okay? Jesus Christ has truly set us free from sin in this world. It's not me doing it. It's Christ in me that has done it. And it's a completed work. And in America, we've lost that as well. Part of the reason that we have a compromised church, I believe, in America is that we're waiting for Jesus to come back and do what he's already done.
Yeah. That transformative work that you're talking about, that new identity that we've been given, to embrace that.
Yes.
And I think that's the hope that we have. And, you know, as we talk here in North America, I think we put too much hope in our government, too much hope in external things, and we've forgotten that we have a God who will carry us through all of this. And I do believe it is our responsibility to go, to vote, to try to make sure that our government is operating with integrity.
Amen.
But we don't hang all of our hopes on the government.
No, the government's not the answer. We, the right. people, are the answer through Jesus Christ. Right. And that's how our founders set this up. That's the whole point. The whole point is inalienable rights. And the first one is the right to life. To life. If we don't value life, oh my gosh. If we won't value life from conception, we'll be back to talk more and how the gospel overlays that and shares the message. People are screaming in their hearts and in their souls, what is my value?
Mm-hmm.
How do I measure up? How do I count? I want to tell you, you count to God. That's how you count. And you really do. And it's an amazing journey if you just want to be a part of it. Back with more coming up right after this.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, Don Schenck, he is the president of thetide.org, thetide.org, and they are celebrating 75 years of ministry, gospel radio around the world. Gospel radio around the world. Don, talk about, because you were mentioning about the indigenous, and I kind of jumped in about, you know, what we're doing, just as an example of it and what we're seeing in India. But talk to us about specifically how the Tide uses indigenous people and some of the places where that's taking place.
Okay, yeah, we are currently, we're doing 21 languages right now. We had been up higher, but one of the things that we do when we work with a group is our goal is to get them to have a self-sustaining local indigenous ministry. So there's countries we've been in or languages we're broadcasting in that we are no longer doing that. Those are ministries are still going on. But our method of operation, basically, is somebody has asked me, you know, how do you identify, how do you find these people? And the truth is God finds them and brings them to us. You know, in many cases, I remember when the board a few years ago, we had a plans to grow and expand, and the board member said, go out there and identify some low-hanging fruit. And I came with a bunch of countries and languages where there's great need. And as I look back and look at that list, and the languages that we have implemented over the last few years, I think only one from my list is in there.
Wow.
The rest are doors that God has opened. For example, the most recent one that we've started in India, we started to reach another tribal group. And there was a contact that was made through our efforts and church planting efforts in a region where there's several different tribal groups. And we met and found out, here's a guy who's trying, he's had a dramatic conversion experience, and God has called him to plant churches among his people. He finds out we have a radio ministry, and we look at that and we say, you know what? A radio ministry is really going to help grow your ministry and reach more people. So we embraced him, gave him some training, and we're now working together with him to plant churches there. So whether it's in India, we have in Mozambique, Southern Africa, Albania, Kosovo, the whole Middle East, Pakistan. You know, there's just a lot of countries where God has opened doors. The key is to get somebody that can not only speak well on the radio and present the gospel clearly, but also form a team that can follow up with listeners, because right, that's the other aspect.
Yep.
Listener
yep.
care. Not just to throw the gospel out there and have people hear it,
right,
but help them to embrace it, to make disciples and help them grow deeper in their faith.
Yes. Yes. Well, and you know, we find that we've been doing my testimony is a lot of what is what we share, and we share it on a screen. We project it. I'm able to see the audience, but then it's translated. I speak in the translation of my pastor into Punjabi. But what's neat is that in every community that we've done this, we always have follow-up teams, mm-hmm, and that's how we've planted 550-plus churches, is because we do a meeting, the people get excited, they get saved, transformation happens, healings happen, all these yep. things happen, God moves, and then they say, hey, we want a church. And so we start by sending someone out on a regular basis to minister to them, to meet with them, to start to build the nucleus, and then we plant the church.
And then one of the questions, Greg, that I think we need to address is, you know, I've taken teams of pastors over into some of these countries, and when they see the passion and the commitment of believers there, they say, we need this back home. and I don't want to, I know there are strong, committed believers and churches and congregations here, but I think the church in America has...
Could learn a lot by spending some time overseas watching what happens. No, I agree with you. I've ministered in Nigeria, in Lagos. I've ministered in the Republic of Benin, Cotonou. And of course I do this ministry regularly and watch what is taking place in India throughout the state of Punjab. And you're right. When you encounter these, it's always funny because I watch people who will go and they're very, you know, kind of, well, they're Americanized in their Christianity. And then they go overseas. And then they have an encounter. And then God really shows up in their lives. And it's like, man, the Christianity I used to think I knew, no, that's like, you know, minor leagues. This is the real deal right here.
Right. And that's, you know, I think that is one of the things that we need to recognize, is that the importance of enabling the national missionaries to serve among their own people.
Amen.
That is where, you know, you're seeing it there. We're seeing it through our ministries, where there is that contact, because it's still important for us to send missionaries, to make connections, to provide teaching and resources, but not to say the way we do it in America is the way you need to do it here, but rather to say, here is a faith, to teach biblical truth, scriptural truth. And when they take that and apply it in their lives, in many ways, we need to watch that and learn back from it.
No doubt. No doubt. We're going to run out of time here. I apologize, but Don Schenck, thetide.org, and we'll do this again soon. I know you do a lot of traveling, but I really feel, and we prayed about this and talked about this previously. Everything, as you said, everything's about timing. You know, you present a list, you look at it, but God is the one. Man writes his plans, but God orders his steps. And I'm excited to be reconnected with you, Don. It's such a blessing. Such a blessing.
Thank you.
Thetide.org, folks. Thetide.org. Please check out the website. If you have a heart for missions, you know, and maybe you've done a few podcasts or something, they can always use volunteers. They can always use people to help and to train and to go on short-term mission trips and all kinds of neat opportunities. So please consider reaching out to thetide.org and our good friend Don Schenck. I'll be back with more. Ward Connerly joins me on the other side. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Ultrashot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Ultrashot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of UltraShot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. UltraShot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for sports cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. UltraShot also contains exotic herbal. UltraShot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an UltraShot. Thanks to UltraShot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. Good morning, Ward. Pastor Greg, we're live on the air. I'm hoping you're able to join me this morning, my dear brother.
Yes, my brother, I'm with you.
All right. Well, why don't you want to start out on the phone, and then we can try the other if that'll work for you.
The phone works for me.
Okay, we're good to go. We're good to go. Well, folks, this is the legendary Ward Connerly. And, Ward, welcome. Good to have you. Thank you so very much for being here this morning. Bright and shiny early out in California. It's probably, this time of day is probably the safest time to do anything for conservatives in California, I would think.
About the only time to do anything for conservatives.
Oh my goodness. Well, I thought for one we might talk a little bit about, you know, the election and you know, we talked last time last week, you know, about it, and obviously at that point, you know, it was kind of a strange conundrum. I think it still continues to be kind of a strange conundrum. I just had Michelle Swinnick on. She's the Maricopa County election judge who witnessed the irregularities in Maricopa County. I mean, she witnessed it. She was there. She was an election judge. And it, you know, there's an awful lot to unpack with regards to that. I don't think that they can deny anymore that there were problems with the election and how the election was administered. But they're taking this and suggesting that their radical progressive agenda is what Americans want. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I am convinced beyond any doubt that we need to return to the one day in-person voting. It's possible to do that even in a society that is as complex and divided as ours is. So mechanically, we can do it. It's important that we do that because we need to have confidence in the process. Having said that, I believe it is critical that those of us who recognize that there are irregularities, that we not get ourselves into the position of appearing to be sore losers. That we not constantly become the fighter who gets punched in the eyes and a bloody nose and knocked to the canvas, who then says, I was robbed. We need to make sure that the process is credible, but we need to make sure that we look like we're good sports. And that is the conundrum, as you put it, that we're faced with. Last Tuesday was a surprise, no doubt about it. But I think that the surprise results from probably the fact that it was the most consequential election in my lifetime. But it also was one in which you could not rely on the polls. We've been in that spot for decades now, but we were relying on it, and hope springs eternal. We thought that there was going to be a red wave, and we thought that wishing would make it so. Did not come to pass.
Mm-hmm.
There were so many competing issues, but the outcome, I'm content with the outcome. We were able to wrest the gavel from the hands of the legendary, and I say that in this case in an unkind way, Nancy Pelosi. She is fierce, but she was trouble all along. We were able to get that gavel. We don't know yet whether it will definitely go to Kevin McCarthy, but having people with principle in the majority in the House is crucial. And we lost the Senate narrowly. I hope that we can still get Herschel Walker elected, because a narrow a hold on the Senate is better than having them believe that they won by a larger margin. So, all things considered, praise the Lord, I think it turned out okay. We dodged a bullet, and that bullet was the possibility of the progressives having a stronger hold on our federal government than they have now. Clearly, their hold has been weakened. And the problem that I saw, Pastor Greg, was not one of Democrats versus Republicans. It was progressives versus the traditionalists, as I've said before. And if the progressives had gained traction on us, God help us, because despite all of her flaws, Nancy Pelosi was holding back the AOCs and the other progressives, primarily because of her own family investment. She understood the importance of the market, and she was holding them back. If they had kept the House and the Senate, there's no way to define for you the damage that they could do. Equity, diversity, equity, and inclusion would be the order of the day. And we had not discussed that enough, but that was imminent, and I'm just so glad that we've prevented that from occurring.
Well, obviously, I think you so eloquently said it. That is a very major issue, because laws generally are initiated in the House, and now that will be tempered. And the other piece to this that I think becomes, necessary, and that is to monitor and keep track of what the Biden administration is doing, what they're up to, and to review the facts and truths that are associated with that. And I think that hopefully a GOP-run House will accomplish that. I'm very concerned about the Senate, and I agree. I think Herschel Walker and that situation is critically important. They passed in the Senate yesterday, with the help of 12 Republicans, the Respect for Marriage bill. They're saying that they have put in an amendment that protects religious 501c3s from being forced to participate in sodomite marriage types of situations. However, what it doesn't protect and what is not insulated are Christian business owners who will be feeling as though they are now under federal law mandated, like, for example, Masterpiece Cakes, that situation there. So this is going to be something that I think is going to be important to keep an eye on. And, California has led the way, including the new bill that says that they will, basically the state will take custody of children brought to the state that want to participate in hormone therapy without their parents' consent. We'll talk more about all this when we come back.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use, or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
People don't like to get stuck. Stuck in traffic, stuck in the mud, stuck at work, and two others you probably don't think much about. Stuck with a big medical bill, or stuck with a healthcare program that doesn't fit who you are. Experience true medical freedom with Share Healthcare. More affordable, more options, user-friendly, and biblically sound. You can join right now. Explore a new way to show you care with Share Healthcare. Join us today at sharehealthcare.com. Sharehealthcare.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please call right now.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. A product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSEN10RADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSEN10RADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's a great way to save money on your credit card bills. If you have three or more credit cards and you're way behind on the payments, we can show you a way to make one payment, pay less, and have zero debt. Much faster than just making the minimum payments. Trust me, this is a proven way to reduce your credit card bills and be debt-free. Please call our special credit card debt hotline number now. We always promise you a free consultation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My special guest, Ward Connerly. And so, Ward, you know, we are talking about, you know, the agenda. I mean, one of the big things that I think happened in Virginia, which ushered in Youngkin and Lieutenant Governor Winsome. One of the things that was addressed by Ron DeSantis in Florida was parental rights and the woke ideology being forced on children, and in particular sexualization, but CRT. The issue of abortion, the transgender issue, these kinds of issues were hot button topics that brought parents to the table saying, I don't want you indoctrinating my children in these ways. This needs to stop. And the Attorney General for the United States of America, Merrick Garland, decided that parents who did that were going to be considered domestic terrorists. And Ron DeSantis in Florida said, you know what? Woke don't go here. And he won in a landslide, as did all of the Florida Republicans that stood with him.
That, it seems to me, my brother, reinforces the importance of having a good cheerleader, of having a real leader who understands the issues and who is able to command a presence with those that he professes to lead. We are devoid of that as people who are on the right side of center. We don't have that now, and I fear that we're not going to have that for several years unless we get our act together, which I see no signs of us doing right now. This election, it seems to me, proves two things. One, if we're going to have any shot at maintaining our values in this country, we have to confront the question of whether Donald Trump is the right man to lead the choir. Because while he was treated shabbily as president, very shabbily, he has weakened his own party. And with a weakened party fighting among itself in the House, in the Senate, in the culture, we ain't going to get very far. So that's number one. The second issue is the battle between the wings. The progressives, far left in the Democrat Party, and the traditionalists, the mainstream of the Republican Party, fighting among themselves in this country. We won in the House. We narrowly lost in the Senate. And we have effectively blocked the progressives in pursuing their main agenda, which is diversity, equity, and inclusion, which is the antithesis of equal opportunity and non-discrimination as the route to pursue your happiness. Full stop.
I agree with you, but I am very concerned that they just passed yesterday what they call the Respect for Marriage Act. And I know that it is touted as, oh, this is all about, you know, equal rights for the LGBTQ, the homosexual marriage and what have you. But what you just talked about, the agenda, the diversity agenda, when you look at what just happened with the UN in Egypt and with the G20, and what they have decided, and the push towards, the cryptocurrency, which I know there's a lot of debate about cryptocurrency, but the idea that all of this is going to be additional government control, businesses now, the environmental, social, what is the G? Governance. Environmental, social, and governance scores on companies, both American and internationally, if you're not towing the line and you're not following their equity and diversity scoring, you're not going to be able to have a bank account. You're not going to be able to do commerce. I mean, they've made votes and made decisions to decide if you don't go along with their climate change agenda, they're going to shut you down. Ward, this is, to me, this is a war on America's traditional principles, its values, its Declaration of Independence, and its Constitution.
I'm with you, but I'm talking tactics right now, and tactically, we need to understand from whence they're coming. And members of the Senate who are Republicans fear being reduced by even greater numbers in 2024 if they don't have a soft place to land on this issue. There's no way that they're going to alter the Supreme Court's decision about Loving, for example, relating to interracial marriage. There's no way that they're going to affect that. My Lord, you have two members of the Supreme Court who are married interracially, one on the left, one on the right.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to go for that. Certainly Mitch McConnell isn't going to go for that. And so many other Americans, I would not go for that because of their own personal life circumstances. But on the issue of domestic, of a same sex, society is still in flux on that issue slightly, but I think primarily we've decided, all right, we will concede to privacy here. That's your business, whether you are, you want to marry someone who's of the same sex doesn't affect me, possibly affects our culture, but it doesn't affect me, and I will concede to your privacy, your right to privacy in that regard. We don't want to fight over that issue. The members of the Senate, Republicans, do not want to fight over that. And so all of this is designed to give them shelter, and it's intended to provide the status quo of what the court has already ruled. Now,
well, except Thomas said under the decision, the Roe v. Wade decision that they did, that's the reason they went after this is because Thomas said that substantive due process is unconstitutional. And substantive due process is what validates Obergefell, which means that particular case could be overturned. Nobody's arguing regarding the interracial issue, but there is a moral factor that is a part of the homosexual marriage issue that is huge. And it is at the very root of deciding that sexuality issue is at the root. You destroy the morality of our country, Ward, and we no longer have a constitution, a bill of rights, a declaration of independence. It's all in the toilet.
I think that's a ground to argue it on. But the overall position we should seek to maintain is that we go along with status quo. We may not be totally happy about it where we are right now, but we go along with status quo. As long as you don't give up ground with regard to the status quo or in protecting it.
Yeah. Well, and to me right now, the biggest issue on the table is the victimization of our children. Our children are being sexually victimized in school, and the LGBTQ is now being emboldened. Drag queens, okay, the transgender, the boys playing in girls' sports. We just had a big deal where a boy won dominated a track meet. You have another situation where a young woman has had her face, she's having to have massive plastic surgery because of the fact that a male was playing volleyball on the other side of the net and smashed her face with the ball. These kinds of things, this is all related. This is what people need to understand. The Respect for Marriage Act that was just passed in the Senate that's going to be signed into law is all about promoting homosexuality. When you promote homosexuality in the way that they're doing it, and this is it, period, it is going to be thrust into our schools. It already is being thrust into our schools. Between the ages of 18 and 25, we've gone from 2 to 3% claiming to be sodomites to 40% of that group now thinks that sodomy is normal and that they're all sodomites. That is a moral dilemma for our nation, and we've run out of time. Ward Connerly, thank you so much for being here. I greatly appreciate it. Folks, we'll be back tomorrow. I'll be with you. CGR Wellness to kick things off. God bless you. Have a great rest of your day. And remember, at the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.